The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Last night, I had an epiphany. We're watching sports, and Automatic turned to me, and I felt so bad for him. I realized he needs more man friends. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I need more man friends. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Well, this has been progressively building in my mind. He talks to me about sports and the players, and he's naming names, and he's really into it, and I'm looking at him with no clue who he's talking about.
I know what you're talking about now.
What team he's talking about.
I went on a five-minute fantasy football rant because I didn't have anyone to talk to.
It's not your fault, dude. Sometimes chicks suck.
No, I don't. Anthony, first of all, I'm there. I'm listening. I'm like, yeah.
Anthony will appreciate this.
I am taking it in. I'm trying to support him. I listened.
I had to explain to her that I was down to a 5% chance of winning in my fantasy football league and swung it all the way back. And don't call it a comeback. Don't call me LL Cool J, but I did that.
There it is, dude. And I understand.
Well, me and my players did that. My team did that.
Exactly. And Dana, you do get a big A for effort. And
I think you're a cool wife
or, you know, at least being there, being present, listening to what he has to say.
Even though you don't
understand what's going on. But that's as far as it can go for you because you're not a dude. Dudes, we do certain things. Like, I could just name a random sports person and your husband would light up.
You're right. Automatic would just be, oh,
look at this, dude.
I just mentioned Bo Nix and Anthony was like, oh, he killed it this week.
I don't even know who that is.
That's the best thing the guys can do. We could just say random sports names and other guys get excited, like Joe Montana.
Oh!
See, look at that. Boom.
Who's Joe Montana?
My friend's dad always claimed that he was Mexican. He was so mad that he never claimed it. He was like, he's Montana.
You don't have to know anything, Danny. Just know he's a man who gets your husband excited.
Well, seems like
and one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Seems like he's more excited about that than he was last night.
Jeez, Automatic.
And you know what? Later on in the show, we're going to talk about that.
Maybe I'll put you in a Joe Montana mask. That was the weirdest thing I've ever said.
Wow. Way too early for that kind of talk. Anthony A, can we get National Day?
Yeah, let's start with National Global Hand Washing Day as we wash our hands clear of that.
Wash my mind.
We really do need to do a cleanse, a curandera after that. I don't want to ever talk about that again.
And we also have National Information Overload Awareness Day. You can know too much in the world we have today, a world of algorithms.
Put the phone down.
There it is.
Let it breathe. Talk to your person, even if you don't know what they're saying.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Grouch Day. This is the Christmas
National
for Grumpy
Grouch
People.
Day. Okay, Anthony, who's your favorite Grouch?
Gotta go with the Grinch. Classic.
DJ Automatic.
Oscar the Grouch.
Mine is you, Automatic. I love you. Our in-house Grouch.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, sometimes your man can't bring it home. And Automatic, I'm going to tell you something. 90% of the time, you hit that home run.
Oh.
The other 10, no bueno. And we encountered this issue, sexy time issue, recently.
I was going to say, you're going to have to explain a little better about this because your sports references aren't working.
I know. I'm sorry. Recently, we had a moment and Automatic was like, oh, sorry, you know, whatever.
I didn't bring it home. I didn't finish the job. Yeah, exactly. And I was very disappointed.
Well, I mean, you brought yourself home, probably.
I'm always hitting. I hit perfect when it comes to that.
Per sports reference, I always bat 1,000.
Oh, there it is.
But I think this happens more often than not. And the thing is with you, Otto, because we're so honest, I believe in our relationship, you felt more disappointed than I did. I was like, it's okay. You know, whatever.
Disappointment. I wish I could have done better.
You took it to the next day. I'm like, there it is, dude.
Well, sometimes when you can't bring it home and you thought you were doing a job and you weren't, dude, it's a blow to the ego.
And as a guy, it is a big blow to the ego. There's like subtle signs you could look for to know that you didn't bring it home. I know anytime.
Well, for me, the subtle sign is I told him.
Yeah. Straight to your face, dog.
I asked. I was like, no, I'm the one who said, I didn't bring it home, did I? And she goes, no.
Damn.
Yeah, and I think that's part of like being in a relationship, right? That adult time is not just for pleasure. It's also for service to your partner.
It is. Serving your partner. Yeah.
I don't like to be selfish.
You don't.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It works for me, too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, my girlfriend, who's now been married almost 16 years, once told me and all the ladies at brunch that her husband's never hit a home run.
Oh.
She's never experienced that home run with her man.
How does she get there?
Herself, too. What do you mean?
Yeah, there's like toys. And there's like, you know, there's enough. Yeah. Does he know
that he's never gotten there?
No.
Does she fake it?
Yes.
No.
So at first, she said, I just felt bad. And then as years go.
Yeah, she can't tell him now.
What are you going to do 15 years later? Yeah. That's what I said. But
too late now.
Felt bad. No, it's never too late to be honest with your person. And I know you felt bad, Otto. But why is she so apprehensive to tell him? The sensitivity to the man's psyche, I don't get it.
And then she goes and tells the girls at the brunch, a little chismosa.
I've literally been looking at her Facebook every year to see, is she really happy? Yeah, they're 15 years in. Obviously she is.
Yeah, I think the way she would do it is to say, hey, maybe there's something going on with me and we should try doing it this way this time going forward and kind of dive on the sword a little bit.
I like that because she's turning it around on herself so he doesn't feel bad.
It's one of those, it's not you, it's me situations, and he'll hopefully...
When it's really you,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's too late. Sorry.
Oh, no, dude. No,
she's
going
to have to live with this one or find her a side piece or something because...
She's not going
to
find somebody else. First of all, do not ever do that. You do not condone cheating.
Yeah.
Why would you even say that? She's happy.
Because she hasn't gotten there in 15 years.
She has gotten there. She just has to get there on her own.
I would have never even married you. If you couldn't get me to that point before marriage, why would you even marry that person?
I think you're right, DJ Automatic. Every marriage should not have not a prenup, but like a prenuptial agreement.
Do you think you have to be satisfied
right
sexy time? 877-730-DCS1 or is the prenuptial necessary? Let's discuss another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Remember when the Cassie video leaked?
Of course.
When Diddy was hurting her inside that hallway? Nikki Heaton actually filed a lawsuit against Diddy and Kanye West a long time before that. I'm going to play some audio for you right now. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
Boxer Anthony Joshua is celebrating his birthday. Okay. And the one, the only, Keisha Cole, celebrating her birthday as well.
That's my girl right there. Happy birthday, Keisha Cole. All right, so we're going to get serious. Artist, singer Nikki Heaton filed a lawsuit against Diddy and Kanye West a long time before the Cassie video of Diddy beating her in that hallway in a hotel room in Los Angeles was leaked. I want to warn you right now that what she says in this video is pretty disturbing, to say the least.
Diddy kept looking at me. They're like watching me. I'm like, okay, let me pretend to drink. I'm like, I'm not actually doing it. And immediately I'm like, there's something in this drink. There's something in this drink.
In this video, Nikki alleges that Diddy and Kanye West attempted to rape her. But there were two other men in the studio she thought would help her.
And I looked to his engineer next. He was sitting right next to him. And I know that he's married. He just had a little baby girl. And I'm like, okay, he's going to do something. And he looks down at his phone and starts texting. I was like, oh, I look at Kanye's cousin next. Do something. And he spins his chair around. And that's when that gut-wrenching fear set in. And I was like, oh, no one's saving me tonight.
Nobody stepped in. Luckily, she was able to escape. She hid in another studio for hours, locking the door.
I just feel like when you think this can't get any worse, it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Do you think the guys in the situation that the woman Nikki described, are the man who didn't do anything just as guilty as the two who were doing something?
Yes.
That's a tough situation. If I'm in that situation, I want to do something.
Yeah. I was in a situation like this where I actually stopped some men from touching a woman. We were all drinking. Everyone was gone. And I thought that there was no reason for them to go forward with it because I didn't think she was there personally, mentally, in order to say yes or no or anything with it. So I told them to stop. And she remembered that I did that for her. So she reached out to me and told me that she really appreciated it.
And off mic, Otto said, I'm no hero. You know, I said, to her, you are. She, this many years later, wanted to thank you for that because in that instance, she didn't have the wherewithal. Or even if she had, would those men have stopped if you hadn't said something? Yes, you have to say something. Yes, you have to do something. The idea that some people blame women and they'll say, well, why'd she go to the party? Why'd you go there? You know what's going to happen. No, that is not okay. You cannot blame the victim for the actions of the perpetrators. And I hope that anybody who's been hurt, whether it's in this case or any other, gets their justice.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A few days ago, I was drinking liquor from a can at the symphony. And I want to talk about this. Wicked is now going to be a movie. Ariana Grande's playing Glinda. And of course, it's a story about Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, how she became bad. The composer for the Broadway musical Wicked, his name is Stephen Schwartz. He composed Pocahontas for Disney. He's one of
the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
One of the most famous composers in the world. Automatic and I get invited to a symphony gala.
Oh, gala. That
it was a gala.
Fancy, right?
Oh, I had to put on a tux.
Yes, and I'm wearing a silk dress. It's black. It's long. It's elegant. The tickets were thousands of dollars. Here we are.
Influencer couple.
Yeah, and we look good. Don't we look good? Thank God you guys explained
this whole like symphony gala thing, because it's kind of like a concert, right? Like
It's a concert for really rich, bougie people.
I just kept thinking of that.
And I'm so excited because, you know, they help Title I schools, and I went to a Title I school my whole life, and I always loved musicals, but I never had the means to go to something like this as a child, nor much less buy a violin or, you know, something like that. So I'm sitting there thinking, we're going to be able to help these kids, and we're experiencing a once-in-a-lifetime event. The man performs in front of us. This is something that people were paying $100,000 to experience.
It would be like if Dr. Dre was doing his own personal concert for us.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so automatic, and I sit down and I said, hey, I think I want a drink. And I don't drink very often. And he says, okay, what do you want? I said, I want something with pineapple, something that's sweet. And the light, he gets up, he goes to a blind.
At the
goes to get me
symphony.
A...
Yeah, you
I don't know.
She's like, give me some Strawberry Hill wine.
You take the girl out the hood, you know. But anyway, so I'm sitting there waiting, and he comes back, and I'm so excited. Everybody next to me has wine and their
champagne
beautiful glasses. He hands me a can.
What?
That's all
he
had.
A martini in
a
can.
Take that up with the symphony people.
Yeah.
Because one thing he could have done, asked for a glass.
Okay.
Didn't even cross your mind, did it?
No, it didn't, because they didn't offer one. The one thing that Dana does is anytime we're at any kind of event, right when the show's just about to start, she says, hey, will you go get me something to drink or something to eat? So I'm always the guy that's like pushing through the ushers to try to get back to my seat. So I was highly annoyed. I didn't feel bad about not bringing a glass.
You could have asked me before, would you like something?
We were standing in the lobby.
That's not the point. And
oh, man.
We just had brunch a few days ago.
Look at this great symphony energy you guys are bringing to the performance.
A few days ago, we had brunch.
I'm about to bring some WWE energy to the symphony.
Listen, a few days ago, we're having brunch, and we're sitting there with one of our good friends, Complex. I say, oh, my gosh, you ate all the syrup automatic? And he says, yes. Oh, I need more syrup. Automatic doesn't care. Our friend Complex says to the waiter, excuse me, she needs syrup. This is the glass. This is the glass full circle. You should have asked for the glass so I don't have to sit at the symphony. Having this moment in my life where something I've dreamed of, I could never afford, and then you put the can back and pretty much put me right back in my place.
Maybe you know who you married, okay?
Put the can in my hand. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe the solution is you just take your friend Complex to the symphony.
That's what I should have done. I can't wait to watch this movie.
Learn how to order your own drink too, dude. Jesus, Dana.
When we're in the lobby in front of the bar.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Stave Puff Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters. We can eat him now. Oh. Yeah, just in time for Halloween. I'll tell you where you can pick it up in food news. How does hashtag zero on the Dana Cortez Show? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
I just read this study. First hashtag, according to helpguide.org, kids are worrying as much as we parents do for the first time in history. We kind of discussed this last week in the parents' court.
It's the doom scrolling. I already know it.
That's what it is, Automatic. And you know why you know it?
Because I do it.
We are creatures that, unfortunately, that look at the accident, right? You're rubbernecking if something happens on the road, and you're rubbernecking on your phone. You've got to pull the phone away from your kids.
For me, I do yoga, and it is a constant reminder to stay in the moment, which is the best way for me to handle worry, is to try to be as present in the current moment.
Yoga is a really good trick.
I have full-fledged anxiety, like where I get panic attacks and everything. So
I don't wake up at night. I'm like, hey.
So what I do when I'm feeling like that is I'll go stand in the dirt. I literally will like ground myself. I know that's some hippie stuff, but it works.
And gets in our bed with dirty feet. And then I'm anxious.
It works
after
for me
that.
For some reason. And sour candy helps too.
So then I wash the sheets, and then I feel better and worry less. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Ghostbusters donuts are coming to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
You can actually eat the Stay Puff donut.
Well, I'm definitely here for that, but this might be a controversial statement. I don't think they should have remade Ghostbusters.
Oh.
The old one was so good. They tried to do it a couple more times, and I know some of the kids loved it, but I just wasn't into it. I tried watching one of the remakes with Leslie Jones because I'm such a fan of hers.
Yeah, wasn't it all supposed to be like, it's like all women lineup of Ghostbusters? Ghostbusters.
I don't know.
Right?
And then they made another one recently.
Oh no!
I'm just gonna keep my comments to myself because I'm gonna get canceled if I say what I want to say.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with National Grouch Day is which Dana was when she watched Ghostbusters.
I was. Oscar the Grouch. Shout him out. Sesame Street.
And we also have National Shawarma Day. Shout out to. I love a good shawarma.
Good
dog.
Shawarma, dude. Mm.
Okay, what is a shawarma?
It's a Middle Eastern rotisserie style shaved chicken on a pita bread. Mm-hmm, dog, and that is so good. Shout out to tzatziki sauce. I mean, appreciate you.
Who came up with the first? Mexicans with al pastor or Middle Easterns with shawarma?
I think you're onto something, DJ Automatic.
I think
we need to do al pastor shawarmas right now. I think we need to combine those.
They basically are.
Is there somebody there who's infusing this? Let me know.
It just sounds like a taco to me with chicken inside.
Well, it is, but the pita bread, dog.
Yeah, it's pita. It's not a tortilla.
It's so good, dog. I'm for the al pastor with some tzatziki sauce and in the pita. Yo, we're on to something here, guys.
We got a new restaurant concept.
Which came first, the shawarma or the taco? I don't know.
That's a good question. And we also have National I Love Lucy Day. How about a classic show we'll pay homage to?
That is such a great show. Speaking of kids, parents, watch this with your children. It's so funny when you think about it. At the time, this was a show with a woman lead. Her husband was the producer. You just did not see that back in the 50s.
She broke ground
in television.
And I want to go ahead and say, if we're doing controversial takes, this might be the greatest comedy in the history of TV.
I feel like we're the modern day I Love Lucy.
Okay. Okay. Now let's get it wild, bro.
Hey, set the bar high, okay? Put that bar high.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this What the What story is creepy. 28-year-old Jesse Johnson was arrested for filming women's feet at a car wash.
What?
So disgusting. So weird. Fox 10 interviewed a car wash employee who said this wasn't the first time he'd been to the car wash.
Like, there's no way he's coming back for a third time. He's watching to see what she's doing. She's in the back seat vacuuming her car on that driver's side, and he slips up underneath that front tire.
You could tell he's shaky.
Damn.
He doesn't feel good about this. And then Fox 10 says this bad habit, this creepiness, goes back years.
In 2016, Johnson told Nebraska law enforcement he's sexually attracted to women's feet and at times can't control his sexual desire.
Disturbing. Disturbing. The employees they're definitely creeped out.
Of course they are.
Anytime we looked at him under the vehicle, he was just laying there watching them.
Okay, I have to say something. Automatic Anthony A. Imagine going to jail for filming feet. Surely you're going to get beat up. Surely you're going to get smacked around for that. That's a weird thing. That's going to command respect in prison?
No.
What you in here for, homie? Filming feet?
Oh, damn. Whap. Nice, dude. I like your prisoner impersonation, Dana. She said, whap.
Which is like, what is it? Mike from the...
Prison
she
Mike.
Almost brought it home with Prison Mike there.
In the office, is that what you're talking
about? Hold on, let me just salvage this, Dana Cortez. So if you're telling me, if you're in jail, your new Sally comes in and he is in there for filming and looking at women's feet, you're going to hit him? You're going to beat him up?
I'm just telling you right now, you've got somebody that's gone to prison for maybe murder or armed robbery. Then you got the feet filmer.
Oh,
nobody's afraid of the feet filmer. And what was he doing at the car wash anyway? What are you
good
doing
question.
There?
DJ Automatic has a seasoned criminal.
Why are you calling me a seasoned criminal?
You're the only one in this room that's been
you're
faced with a
felony. You're only two that have been to jail.
You've never been to jail?
I've never been to jail.
I've never been to jail.
Knock on wood, I'm not even finished.
Oh, no, no.
His daddy afforded him a good attorney.
Damn, that's what's up, though.
It's true.
Where's a better place to film feet? Certainly not the car wash.
Oh, they could have gone to the swimming pool. That would have worked. Gone to the beach. I mean, this dude could have set up shop and got little cameras going at the nail salon.
Oh no.
Whoa.
Why can't he just get a job at a shoe store?
Too many socks in his way, Dana.
That's right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I always dreamed about going to fancy things when I was little because I didn't have any money, right? And so fancy things for me, ballets, symphonies, which we went to this past weekend.
You know what was fancy for me growing up?
What?
Red Lobster.
Exactly.
Oh my God, dude. So Red Lobster?
Cheddar biscuit.
Any restaurant that had the lobsters in the tank, I asked my mom
That's
if I
fancy.
Could wear... I would always ask my mom if I could wear my Looney Tunes tie.
Because you felt fancy, right?
Yes.
I felt fancy at the symphony. I always equated those people to being successful. So I thought, if I can go to the ballet, that means I'm successful. If I can go to the opera, that means I'm successful. To a certain extent, we couldn't afford those tickets. They were given to us. And everybody there, yes, they were successful.
Did you grow up around any type of theater production or anything like that?
I grew up around a very pretentious, rich auntie.
Oh.
When she left the neighborhood, she married somebody with money, and she would go to those events. And I remember watching her get ready. And she would pull out the gown and her boxes and boxes of jewelry and makeup. And she just gets so beautiful and smell amazing. And I'd watch her leave and think, man, one day I want to do that.
Ooh la la.
I want to get dressed up and go to the fancy place.
It's interesting to me to hear you talk about how the theater and all that had the tie to financial like success.
It did.
And for me, it was kind of on a different spectrum because I grew up around like a lot of community theater.
Yeah.
My mom would take us to like a lot of local plays.
Did
I love it?
Yeah.
No, I hated it.
She loved it.
My mom, she was a ballerina growing up, and she told me, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, I would have had a career in this.
Oh my God.
That was her favorite thing to tell us.
Like, you ruined my ballerina career.
We did. So she would.
Ruined your big head.
Ballerina
body.
First of all,
Anthony.
C-section baby over here, okay? So
that's how big your head was.
That's right.
So every year, she would force us to go to watch the Nutcracker with her, and every single year, me and my brother would fall asleep inside the Nutcracker.
No.
Up until that loud cannon goes off, that boom. And then we would wake up and be excited because we know it's almost over. So constantly, my mom was always trying to get us into the theater. She would even use like things that say, oh, you know, a lot of football players do ballet to work on their balance
and
stuff
like
that.
It's true.
Yeah, but I don't want to be no sissy mom.
Oh.
We never wanted to go.
So I grew up in Santa Fe where I was like surrounded by the arts. So I would go to the opera, the symphony, to a lot of things, a lot of plays because it was part of our school. So they would take us to these things. My mom and dad, not so much. The only place they would take us was like the Little League Park.
I
thought your mom liked fancy things like that. Didn't she love automatic? Like she was somebody who was surrounded by a musical family. She liked the ballet. She liked symphonies and plays.
She also had four kids. She wasn't going to any of that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.